Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello and welcome back. This is day 6 and this is the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. I'm so glad you're here today. We've got a fun show today. Let's find out what's behind the door and see what James from WhyChristmas.com has got for us today. Hi, James. What's going on today?
Well, it's an extra special Christmassy day today, Steve, because it's St. Nicholas Day. This is the day where lots of children around the world get their presents from St. Nicholas, or as we know him in the USA and UK, Santa Claus or Father Christmas. St. Nicholas's Day is widely celebrated in Europe, especially in the Netherlands. In Holland, he's better known as Sinterklaas, and today he travels to Amsterdam wearing his red bishop's robes, more on that later. He travels with his servant Black Peter. Sinterklaas then rides through Amsterdam on a white horse.
No reindeer? Huh. What else can you tell us about Sinterklaas?
Last night, on St. Nicholas's Eve, the 5th of December, children would have left their clogs or shoes out to be filled with presents. And they also believe that if they leave some hay and carrots in their shoes for Sinterklaas's horse, they will be left some sweets. Children are told that Black Peter keeps a record of all the things they've done in the past year in a book, and that good children get presents, and bad children get chased by Black Peter with a stick. You can find out more about Sinterklaas on the Holland page over at www.whychristmas.com.
I'll have to check that out. Thank you. So we know about St. Nicholas in the Netherlands, but how and why did he start delivering presents, and why has he got so many names?
Well, St. Nicholas was originally a 4th century bishop in Myra, and that's a town in what's now Turkey. He was a very kind man and had a reputation for helping the poor and giving secret gifts to people who needed help. The most famous story about how St. Nick started to give presents also tells of how the custom of hanging up stockings to get presents first started. It goes like this. There was a poor man who had 3 daughters. He was so poor that he didn't have enough money for a dowry, so his daughters couldn't get married. But one night, Nicholas secretly dropped a bag of gold down the chimney and into the house for the oldest daughter, so she was then able to marry. This was repeated later for the second daughter. Finally, determined to discover the person who'd given him the money, their father secretly hid by the fire every evening until he caught Nicholas dropping in another bag of gold. Nicholas begged the man not to tell anyone what he'd done because he didn't want to bring attention to himself. But soon the news got out, and when everyone received a secret gift, they all said it might be from Nicholas. But what about the stockings? Well, the bags of gold fell into the girl's stockings that were hanging to dry by the fire.
Ah, what a great story. I never knew that one.
St. Nicholas isn't only the patron saint of children, but also of sailors.
Really?
In the 16th century, the stories of St. Nicholas became unpopular. But someone had to deliver presents to children at Christmas, so throughout Europe, different people took on the role for a few years. Here in the UK, it was the Old Father Christmas. In France, it was Père Noël, and in Germany, the Christ Child or Christkind. In the early years of the USA, St. Nicholas's name was Kris Kringle. Dutch settlers took their old stories of St. Nicholas to the USA with them, and soon Kris Kringle became Sinterklaas, or as we now say, Santa Claus.
Don't you just love how language evolves?
Good old St. Nick became popular again in the Victorian era, when writers, poets and artists rediscovered the old stories. In the new stories and pictures about him, his bishop's robes soon became the hat and coat that he wears today.
Huh.
In 1882, the famous poem A Visit from St. Nicholas was written, and this is where we first learnt the names of his eight reindeer. And they became really well known in 1949 when the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was written.
To add a little more to that story, James, Rudolph was created in 1939 by Robert L. May, who was a Montgomery Ward copywriter, as a Christmas promotional giveaway. And then 10 years later, May's brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, used his little verse as the basis for this very popular song.
Some people say that Santa lives in the North Pole, but people in Finland strongly disagree. They're sure that he lives in the north of Finland in Lapland, which is inside the Arctic Circle.
Well, maybe one is his summer home.
So a happy St. Nicholas's Day to one and all, and remember, be good.
Oh, you betcha. I don't want to be on his naughty list. Thanks, James. I know I didn't know all that about Kris Kringle or Father Christmas or Père Noël or, well, I'm just going to call him Santa. Hey, please keep listening to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Today's music was Andy Buscemi with Santa Is Coming to Town, which you can find at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And, of course, our theme music is Brian Duncan and the Neil Soul Band. Remember, links to all of our music can be found at lifespringpodcast.com. Come on back tomorrow. We've got another fun show for you at the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. And I'm Steve Webb.
Yeah, this Christmas love just like a song brings out the reason to be sung.